Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Pebbles of Truth. Well, we have hit what is commonly known as the dog days of summer, that time of the year that's characterized by the hot, sultry weather. And while the phrase dog days comes from the ancient belief that Sirius, or the dog star's close proximity to the sun, causes the hot weather, here on Pebbles of Truth, we believe in the dad days, which comes from our belief that dads should be fulfilling the roles of three ancient leaders in the lives of their children. And here with me all this month is Scott Phillips, and Scott's been with us in the past, and we're excited about what he's going to share this month. So, Scott, which leader are we going to talk about this week?
Well, Cap, in the Old Testament, one of the highest callings that a man could have would be that of a prophet. Mm-hmm. Now, it was difficult and often treacherous work, but prophets were charged by God with an important role as the leader of the Israelites, just as dads are given the responsibility for leading their families today.
So then, Scott, what are some of the duties then that the prophets did that our dads need to perform for their families today?
Well, one of the main jobs of a prophet was to spend time listening to God and being in community with him, and then going to the people and delivering the message that God had for them. Mm-hmm. You know, sort of that thus saith the Lord idea. As fathers, it is our job to make sure that we are receiving God's message for our kids by studying the Bible, by praying, and again, being in community with God. And then teaching, and this is the important part, what the Bible says our kids.
And Scott, just to expand on something that you said there, part of a prophet's job was to teach and to make sure that the people understood the message. It really isn't enough to simply be in the Word. We need to be communicating what God is teaching to us through His Word to our kids.
Well, exactly. Dads, we shouldn't be content with to leave the job of teaching our kids to their Sunday school teacher or to their youth advisor or to mom. We should be doing it as well.
Mm-hmm. And Scott, when I think of the prophets of the Old Testament, I immediately think about how they courageously confronted sin in the lives of the Israelites.
Well, that's very true. They often had an unpopular message to deliver. A lot of times it was a message of judgment upon the people. And as fathers, there are times when we'll have to give an unpopular message to our children as we talk about sin in their lives and what God expects from them. And it's not fun to point out or confront sinful behavior, even our own kids, but we need to do it in order for our children to get on the right path.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, while I agree with you, Scott, I know that there are a lot of dads out there that might be a little hesitant to fulfill this particular aspect of being a prophet. How can we encourage a dad that's feeling that way?
Well, I think it's natural to want our kids to like us. Mm-hmm. And what dad doesn't want to have a strong friendship with their children? We all do. And while that's all well and good, ultimately we need to remember that our kids can have many friends, but they only get one dad.
So, Scott, what is one practical way, then, that dad can be a prophet to their kids on a daily basis?
Well, I think family devotions are a great place to start. I'm sure that for many of our listeners, the idea of a daily family devos seems like a lot. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a lot of time. It's going to take a lot of energy. But it really doesn't have to be the case. In fact, keeping the family devotional time short and simple can be a lot more effective.
And, Scott, we have certainly found that to be true in our family. We've often used one of those one-year family devotional guides in our family, you know. Each night, you just turn to the devotional for that day, and you read it together as a family.
Yeah, we do the same thing. There are so many different types out there that you can find one that's going to suit your family. Mm-hmm. There's ones for teenagers, ones for small children, things like that. So what we do is we read the devotional and answer the discussion question, and then we pull a Christmas card from a can that we get and pray for the family. It's short, it's fun, and if mom and dad forget to do them, the kids usually remind us.
That's true. Well, thank you, Scott, for that encouragement this week. And we should mention that House on the Rock has a workshop titled Keeping Your Kids from Canaan that this month's shows are based upon. So if you'd be interested in having us come to your church, go to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and fill out the feedback form.
Hey, and while you're on our website, be sure to request our companion resource guide for this month's shows. It's a great piece that you can share with your husband, your son, or your neighbor, or anyone that you think would benefit from learning about being a prophet, priest, and a king.
And that's a good point, Scott. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to be back next week talking about how dads can fulfill the role of being priests in the lives of their children. So until next week, let's keep building our house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.